Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, July 18th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, how stores trick consumers and why you need to check your credit before you start the apartment search. Retailers are routinely tricking customers into thinking they got a great deal on an item when in fact they probably paid more than they should have. MarketWatch's Katie Hill says one of the most common ways for retailers to do this is by fudging the original price.
When they say, oh, the original price was $100, but it's discounted now to $80, often that's just a big fat lie.
This tactic is especially prevalent among stores with frequent sales or coupons.
Kohl's and JCPenney are among them, along with a lot of these other big box stores. These stores can't sell everything at the discounted 20% off, and they know people are going to come in with coupons, so they're often playing around with the prices they're actually charging.
And even though it happens at several stores, it doesn't necessarily happen on every item within the store.
It's not like they mark the original price high on all the items. They're just doing it on some of the items. So it makes it hard for consumers, unless you're literally price checking everything that you're looking at, to know.
The real issue here is that stores keep doing it because they found it works.
JCPenney a few years ago tried to sort of do away with a lot of its big sales and, you know, these big offers and just do everyday low prices. That really backfired and sales went down. So it seems like sales and deals really motivate consumers.
Experts say you should check the price on an item you want in multiple locations, including online retailer like Amazon, a couple of big box stores like Target or Walmart, and a couple of other stores that you would regularly frequent. You can also use online shopping tools like Price Grabber, The Find, or Google Shopping. Just when you think you're close to landing that apartment, your credit ruins the deal. Adam Levin of Credit.com explains why you need to check your credit history before the search even begins.
In a time of rising housing prices, apartment hunting has become an American sport. Weeks of web searches, phone calls, and visits. You finally find a place. You're excited. You submit your application. You write checks, consent to a credit check, and then you wait. Then you get the news. You aren't qualified. You're shocked. You thought you had great credit, but you hadn't checked it in a while and never really thought about it before you began your search. Landlord want tenants with good credit, or they want a serious deposit to look the other way. Maybe more than you have or are willing to pay. A credit report that reads more like a rap sheet than a resume can limit your options big time. Go to annualcreditreport.com for a free copy of each of your three credit reports every year. Come to credit.com for two free credit scores updated monthly, as well as an overview of your credit and an explanation of why it is what it is and what you can do about it. You'll want to correct any mistakes on your credit report and have a good explanation for anything bad on there that really did happen, along with what you're doing to correct the problem. Everyone has different priorities when choosing where to live, and sacrifices may have to be made. But don't limit your options because you haven't done your credit homework. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.